Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Brooke. I'm with Commerce Bank. I'm a fraud investigator, and I have a customer that has a charge from you guys that they're claiming is fraud. I was hoping you could help me with that.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me just one brief moment, all right?
Okay.
That customer zip code would be?
It is 65536.
And let's see. What's the last 4 digits of the card that the customer's charged off of?
It's 5087.
Okay. First and last name.
Donna Uplinger.
Okay. Donna. Okay, yes, I do see Ms. Donna. If you can confirm that address that is on the clerk, I'll be more than happy to go into detail.
Okay, it's 24838 McClurg Drive in Lebanon, Missouri, 65536.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Reviewing the account, I do understand that Ms. Donna had took a survey, and it was her mixture kit, a kitchen kit, that came along with a survey, which is ByteHub, that provides easy-to-follow recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. I do understand that not only was she going to be paying the shipping charge, but she was going to be paying the subscription charge as well. If you need for me to confirm any other information, I do have it available.
Okay. You said it was a survey. What product was she ordering?
Mixture kitchen kit.
And you said that's for, like, recipes?
And along with that came a subscription, which provides emails that's it gives her email with recipes along with that.
Okay. And the subscription cost the $59.89?
Correct.
Okay. Was anything physically mailed to her, or is it all sent through email?
Email.
Okay. Are you able to confirm her email with me?
We have Donna, last name, 068, at gmail.com.
Okay. And what about a phone number?
Phone number we have is, let's see, we have, let me go back to it, 417-532-5467.
Okay. Awesome. Are you able to cancel her subscription and issue a refund?
Let's see. Yes, we are able to cancel the account, but that refund, it would be a $39.89 refund.
Okay.
Due to the fact that we sent out the email and this subscription was created in the beginning of the month. So we'll fall
okay,
back
no.
into... Yes, ma'am. It will fall back into her account within the next 3 to 5 business days, 24 to 48 hours for the email to confirm the cancellation. I have the cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be She is in Charlie. 920-535-776.
Okay.
That is the cancellation confirmation, 24 to 48 hours for that email, and 3 to 5 business days for the refund, all right?
All right, perfect.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
All right, thank you.
No problem.